from Story Flow. News. News. The day's top 10. June 11th. From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 11th. Here are today's top 10 news stories. Let's get into it. First, from National Review. In memoriam, Gordon S. Wood. Gordon Wood participates in the responsibilities of citizenship conversation before receiving the Colonial Williamsburg Foundation's Churchill Bell for Citizenship, along with Sandra Day O'Connor and Jim Lehrer in Williamsburg, VR, in 2011. Next. Second, from Christian Science Monitor, troop rescue near Iran points to rising use of sea drones in combat. The unmanned boat that helped rescue an Apache helicopter crew Monday night was the equivalent of a seaborne pickup truck. The U.S. has urgent mission needs for such autonomous Navy vessels, lawmakers are saying. Up next. Third, from Christian Science Monitor. In Syria, hope continues to bloom. The country has taken important initial steps toward political transformation, but forging lasting unity and stability, especially during tough economic times, requires sustained support for democracy at home and from abroad. And then, fourth, from Christian Science Monitor. Threatening war, predicting peace. Are Trump's comments part of a strategy? As the U.S.-Israel war with Iran has dragged on far longer than President Donald Trump perhaps anticipated, he has alternately predicted an imminent peace deal and threatened punishing attacks. Is this calculated or a sign he has lost control of the conflict? Next. Fifth, from Bloomberg Top, U.S. strikes Iran in escalation over stalled peace talks. The U.S. military launched strikes against multiple targets in Iran for the second straight day after President Donald Trump accused the country of dragging out talks on an interim peace deal. Bloomberg's Abir Abu Omar breaks down the latest developments. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Top, Europe is finally, slowly, getting its act together. EU leaders say the bloc needs bigger banks, bigger tech firms, bigger defense contractors, and bigger investments. Stephen Carroll explains how Europe is trying to protect itself as the global order disintegrates and China drives deeper into its traditional markets. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Top. Ben & Jerry's co-founders war against big ice cream. Ben & Jerry's isn't just known for ice cream, but also its support for social causes. With over $1 billion in sales last year, it's an asset for its owner, Magnum. So why has one of its founders quit and the other launched a campaign to make Ben & Jerry's independent? Bloomberg's Akshat Rathi sits down with co-founder Ben Cohen to ask about the Free Ben & Jerry's campaign, why businesses should pursue social causes, and the future of ice cream on a warming planet. Subscribe to Zero on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube to get new episodes every Thursday. Next, eighth, from Bloomberg Top, 10 reasons oil is still below $100 a barrel. The Eneos Endeavor supertanker approaches the Eneos Corp. Nagishi Oil Refinery in the Keihin Industrial Area in Yokohama, Japan, on Saturday, June 6, 2026. The supertanker made a rare dark transit through the Strait of Hormuz in May. Up next, ninth, from Bloomberg Top. Wealthy, aging Europe isn't quite finished yet. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, R, and French President Emmanuel Macron, L, greet each other as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, C, looks on ahead of a meeting on the sidelines of the EU Western Balkans Summit at Porto Montenegro in Tivat on June 5, 2026. And then, 10th, from Bloomberg Top, SpaceX IPO, limits investors' rights, legal expert. Ann Lipton, the Lawrence W. DeMuth Business Law Chair, cautions that the IPO structure of SpaceX strongly limits the rights of everyday investors. She speaks on Bloomberg TV's Insight with Haslinda Amin. That's today's news brief. Subscribe at storyflow.com to get this delivered to your private podcast feed every morning.